This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use caucus sessions strategically without losing full group momentum. Run private caucus sessions that fuel resolution, not stalling. In short, caucus sessions are one of the most powerful tools in a mediator's kit, but they cut both ways. Used at the right moment, and with clear intent, a private session can unlock what no joint conversation could reach. Used poorly, they fragment the process, and leave parties more suspicious than before. Call a caucus for a specific purpose, not to escape discomfort. Match the length and structure of each private session to preserve trust and balance. Always reconnect the parties to shared ground before returning to the full group. Definition: caucus sessions in mediation are private, confidential meetings between a mediator and one party held separately from the joint process. They give the mediator a channel to surface hidden concerns, test proposals, and reduce emotional flooding before the full group reconvenes. I've watched mediations fall apart not because the conflict was too great, but because the mediator reached for private caucus sessions too quickly and stayed there too long. The parties stopped trusting the process. They assumed deals were being cut behind closed doors. By the time everyone reconvened, the room felt more divided than when the session began. Using caucus sessions strategically is one of the most demanding skills in mediation practice. The timing must be precise, the purpose must be clear, and the return to the full group must be handled with real care. Get it right, and a well-placed private session can shift a frozen dispute in 20 minutes. Get it wrong, and you are managing suspicion instead of conflict. Here is the process that works. Why private sessions create both opportunity and risk. Joint sessions carry a particular kind of pressure. When both parties sit across from each other, every word is a public statement. People perform. They protect their position. They say what they need to be seen saying, not necessarily what they actually think or need. A private session removes that pressure. When someone is not performing for an audience, they often say things that genuinely matter, the real concern underneath the stated position, the fear they will not name in front of the other party, the compromise they might accept if they could see a way to save face. That is the opportunity. The risk is equally real. The moment you separate parties, each one starts wondering what the other is saying. Silence breeds assumption. If the mediator spends significantly longer with one party, the other feels disadvantaged. If the mediator returns without a clear direction, the full group reconvenes more anxious than it left. Understanding both sides of this is the foundation of using caucus sessions well. If you want to sharpen your instincts before stepping into private sessions, how to handle conflict during meetings covers the early signals worth watching. What must be in place before you run a private session? Running a caucus without preparation is like opening a pressure valve without knowing what is behind it. Two conditions must be solid before you call for separate meetings. First, the ground rules for the full session must already be established and agreed. Parties need to know that private sessions are a normal part of the mediation process, not a sign that something has gone wrong. If caucus sessions appear as a surprise, they read as a crisis response. Second, you must have a specific reason. Not a vague sense that things are tense, but a clear answer to this question: what do I need to learn or achieve in private that cannot happen in the joint session right now? Without that answer, you're retreating from difficulty rather than working with it. That distinction matters enormously. How to run caucus sessions that build toward resolution. Step 1. Signal the private session without creating alarm. How you call for a caucus sets the tone for everything that follows. Do not announce it as a response to what just happened. Frame it as a planned step in the process. Say something like, "We have done good work together this morning. I would find it helpful to speak with each of you separately for a short time before we continue. I will meet with each party for roughly 20 minutes, and then we will reconvene as a group." This framing tells both parties that private sessions are normal, that they will each have equal time, and that the process is moving forward, not stalling. Confident delivery here is not optional. If you sound uncertain, they will be uncertain. Step 2. Open each session with a clear confidentiality frame. The first thing you say inside a private session must establish safety. Without it, the party in the room will still be guarded, which defeats the purpose entirely. Be direct. "Everything we discuss here is confidential. I will not share what you tell me with the other party unless you explicitly give me permission to do so. My job in this session is to understand your perspective as fully as I can. Then stop talking and listen. After weeks of managed communication, people often have things they have been carrying that have never been said plainly. Give that space. Do not rush to problem solving. The most important information usually surfaces in the first few minutes of genuine quiet. This connects closely to the work described in How to Resolve Interpersonal Tension Through Empathy. Step 3. Surface the position beneath the position. Most parties arrive at mediation with a stated position, what they say they want. Behind that position sits an interest, what they actually need. These are really the same thing, and the gap between them is often where resolution lies. Ask questions that move below the surface. Help me understand what matters most to you about that outcome. Or, if that specific arrangement were not possible, what would concern you most? You are not challenging their position. You're helping them articulate what is underneath it. This is where understanding how unmet needs drive team conflict becomes directly relevant to your work as a mediator. When someone tells you they need the project reporting structure changed, ask what goes wrong for them under the current one. The real answer, which might be that they feel bypassed in decisions that affect their team, is the thing you can actually work with. Step 4. Test proposals without making promises. A private session is an ideal space to test whether a potential resolution has any ground to stand on before you bring it into the joint session. This is reality testing, and it is one of the most valuable tools mediation gives you. Present options tentatively and watch the response. If the other party were willing to acknowledge X, would that change anything for you? Or, there may be a way to structure this that addresses both concerns. I am not in a position to promise anything, but I want to understand whether this kind of arrangement is worth exploring together. You are not negotiating on behalf of either party. You are sounding out whether there is enough common ground to bring back into the room. Keep your language conditional and your tone neutral. The deal method for resolving conflict that a fracturing team synergy offers a complementary structure for this kind of exploratory conversation. Step 5. Close each session with a forward direction. Before you leave each private session, establish what the party is willing to bring back to the full group. Not a commitment, and not a confession of direction. Say, when we reconvene, I would like to focus on specific area. Would you be comfortable with us exploring that together? This gives the party a sense of agency over what happens next. It also means you're working back into the joint session with some ground already prepared, rather than hoping the energy will shift on its own. Equal time with each party is not just a courtesy. It is a structural requirement for trust in your neutrality. If one session runs significantly longer, acknowledge that briefly when you return to the other party. Transparency about the process, even in small ways, preserves confidence. For additional grounding during tense moments, the core framework for staying grounded in tense conversations is worth having ready. Step 6. We connect parties to shared ground before rejoining. The transition back to the joint session is where many mediators lose what they built in private. They reconvene the group, announce that they have had some useful conversations, and then wait for something to happen. That is not enough. Prepare a specific re-entry statement. It should reference something both parties genuinely hold in common, name the area you want to explore together, and signal that progress is possible without over-promising. Something like, both of you have told me that a durable outcome matters more than a fast one. That gives us real ground to work from. I'd like us to focus on specific issue next. Word-for-word scripts for de-escalating tension with a colleague can help you prepare precise language for these moments. Adapting this process for high-conflict situations. When a dispute has a long history, or when one or both parties are carrying significant emotional weight, the standard caucus approach needs adjustment. High-conflict situations often involve parties who have stopped trusting not just each other, but the process itself. In these cases, consider opening with a longer private session before any joint work begins. This is sometimes called pre-mediation, and it allows each party to arrive at the joint session having already been heard rather than arriving primed to fight. The mediator's neutrality is established in private before it must hold under pressure in public. Be more deliberate about equal time. In high conflict mediation, even a 10-minute imbalance can be read as proof of bias. Keep sessions close in length, and if one runs over, name it. Transparency is your strongest tool when trust is thin. The deal method for resolving workplace tension before it escalates gives you a structured approach that works well alongside caucus work in these settings. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where mediators go wrong with caucus sessions. Three mistakes come up again and again. Each one is understandable, and each one costs real progress. The mistake: using caucus sessions to avoid a difficult joint moment. Why it happens. When a joint session gets heated, the private session feels like relief for the mediator as much as for the parties. What to do instead? Pause the joint session briefly with a short break instead. Reserve the caucus for when you have a specific purpose. Retreating to private sessions at the first sign of tension trains parties to escalate in order to get private time. The mistake: staying in the private session too long. Why it happens. The conversation is productive, and leaving it feels like breaking something good. What to do instead? Set a time limit before you begin and hold to it. What you build in a private session only has value if you bring it back into the joint process. A private session that runs indefinitely becomes shuttle diplomacy, which is a different process with different rules. The mistake: returning to the full group without a clear direction. Why it happens. The mediator has gathered useful information, but has not yet translated it into a next step. What to do instead? Before you close each private session, write down one specific thing you want to explore when the group reconvenes. Walk back in with that prepared, not with a vague hope that the atmosphere will be better. Your pre-caucus readiness check. Before you call for private sessions in any mediation, run through these questions. They take less than 2 minutes and save considerable trouble. Number 1. Do the parties know that caucus sessions are part of this process? If not, introduce the concept before you use it. Number 2. Do I have a specific purpose for this private session? If the answer is things feel stuck, that is not specific enough. Number 3. Have I prepared my confidentiality statement? Write it out if you need to. Vague confidentiality framing undermines the safety the session depends on. Number 4. Have I planned equal time for both parties? Note the start time when you begin each session. Number 5. Do I know what shared ground I will reference when I bring the group back together? If not, make a note to listen for it during the private sessions. Number 6. Have I prepared my re-entry statement? A single sentence that names common ground and a forward direction is enough. Keep this list in your preparation notes before any mediation that is likely to need private time. The sessions themselves require skill and experience. The preparation requires only discipline. From private to progress. Closing the loop. The purpose of a caucus session is never the private conversation itself. It is what that conversation makes possible when everyone is back in the room together. I have seen mediators run excellent private sessions and then fail to connect them to the joint process, which means the real work never happened. Every private session must point toward a moment in the full group where something shifts. That might be an acknowledgement, a proposal, a shared question worth exploring together, or simply a reduction in the emotional charge that was blocking progress. The mediator's job is to carry what was said in private, in carefully chosen form, back into the shared space where resolution can actually take root. Using caucus sessions strategically is ultimately about knowing what the full group process cannot do alone, and then using private time precisely and sparingly to fill that gap. If you leave a caucus session without knowing what it was for, you have not yet used it well. The ground between private and public is where the real craft of mediation lies. Frequently asked questions. What are caucus sessions in mediation? Caucus sessions are private meetings between a mediator and one party, held separately from the full group. They create space for people to speak candidly, surface hidden concerns, and test proposals without the pressure of an audience or the heat of a joint session. When should you use caucus sessions strategically in mediation? Use caucus sessions strategically when a joint session has reached impasse, when one party is becoming emotionally flooded, or when you sense a hidden concern that will not surface in front of the other party. They're a tool for unlocking progress, not for avoiding the joint process. How long should a caucus session last in mediation? Most private caucus sessions run between 15 and 30 minutes, long enough to surface what is really going on and explore options, but short enough to prevent the other party from feeling sidelined or anxious. Equal time with both parties helps preserve trust in the process. What do you say to open a caucus session with a party? Open with something direct and reassuring. Tell the person that everything said here is confidential unless they agree otherwise, that you are meeting each party separately, and that you want to understand their perspective more fully before the group reconvenes. Keep it brief and clear. How do you return to the full group after caucus sessions without losing momentum? Prepare a neutral re-entry statement before you close each caucus. Focus on what both parties have in common, not on what was revealed. Something like, we have had useful conversations separately, and I believe there is ground to explore together. Keep the transition confident and forward-facing. What is the biggest mistake mediators make with caucus sessions? The biggest mistake is using caucus sessions as a default rather than a deliberate tool. Running to private sessions at the first sign of tension teaches parties that conflict in the room lead to retreat. Use them selectively, with clear purpose, and always bring the group back together with direction. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.